Challenge Cyber Defense.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber Decryption. It's now.
Hello and welcome back to The Deep Dive. It is Monday, February 2nd, 2026.
And today we are really going under the hood of the internet.
We are. We have this breaking report from the Cyber Intelligence Bureau, a division of the Orange Cyber Defense Epidemiology Laboratory. And this isn't some stale analysis.
No, this is fresh. The data is from January 2026, so it's just days old.
Exactly. And their method is fascinating. It's not just looking at logs. It's a mix of OSINT and what they call human intelligence.
Right, which means they were actually inside the Telegram channels watching these threat actors plan and boast in real time.
It's an incredible perspective. Now, we have to state the Bureau is strictly neutral. We're reporting what these groups are saying and doing, not endorsing any of it.
And that's crucial. Because when you strip away the politics, you start to see some really alarming patterns about who is attacking Europe and why.
So let's start there with the why. What triggered this huge wave of attacks in January?
Well, it really wasn't random at all. The cyber activity is like a direct mirror to geopolitical events. Almost a perfect one-to-one correlation. A Western country announces military aid to Ukraine, and boom, cyber retaliation hits them almost instantly.
Can you give us an example?
Look at the UK. They signed this 100-year defense partnership with Ukraine.
100 years? That's a strong statement.
It is. And they specifically mentioned producing Octopus interceptor drones. The moment that news broke, the chat logs just exploded.
And the attacks followed.
Immediately. A campaign they called Ope United Kingdom. And they weren't subtle. They explicitly said it was punishment for the drone deal.
So they want the credit. It's performative.
Absolutely. Same thing happened with the Czech Republic. Their prime minister signed a decree on ammunition. And within hours, their national security agency was under attack.
And the hackers are using this very emotional language, like punishing nations for Russophobia.
Exactly. They see themselves as soldiers. It's an ideological fight for them.
Okay, so that's the motivation, retaliation.
Yeah.
Who are the actual key players here? Who is behind the keyboard?
Well, the ecosystem is crowded, but one name just keeps coming up. No Name 05716.
I've had that name.
The report calls them the king of Dili Dido Scarer, and they've earned it. Over 5,500 confirmed attacks since late 2024.
Wow.
In Italy, they were responsible for 38% of all DDoS attacks. One group.
That's staggering. Are they all like that? Ideological?
Not at all. You have groups like Darkstorm Team, who are much more, well, corporate. They're in it for the money. They sell their services.
And then there's the other end of the spectrum. I saw notes on Pharaoh's team.
Oh, them. They're pure chaos. One minute they're hacking a university. The next they're hitting dogwalkerjobs.com.
A dogwalker website. Seriously.
That chuckles. Yes. It's opportunistic. They're just looking for any unlocked digital door they can find, and then they sell that access for a few dollars.
So we have the zealots, the merchants, and the vandals. But the report says something big shifted in January.
This is the key takeaway. The era of the lone wolf is over. We're seeing formal alliances now.
Like corporate mergers.
Precisely. The groups Cardinal and Darkstorm announced they've merged into a united front. Their motto is, and this is chilling, our alliance is a hammer and a scalpel.
A hammer and a scalpel. Brute force and precision.
You've got it. One brings the massive DDoS attacks, the hammer, and the other brings the surgical hacking skills to steal data, the scalpel. It's a complete cyber warfare package.
So what are these new alliances hitting? Where are the attacks landing?
Poland is getting hit hard.
Yeah.
Under the tag of Poland. And they're targeting everything.
Like what?
Railways, PKP inner city.
Yeah.
Airports like Warsaw Modlin.
Yeah.
But then, get this, they also went after the Agricultural Social Insurance Fund.
The Farmers Insurance Fund, why?
Just to cause maximum disruption to daily life. It's the same in the UK. They hit the Ministry of Defense, which you'd expect.
Right.
But they also hit the Salford City Portal and, of all things, the Air Accidents Investigation Branch. It creates this feeling that nothing is off limits, nothing is safe.
So it's about psychological impact, not just technical.
100%. Which brings us to how they're doing it. Because the tactics are getting much more dangerous.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. Most common tool is DDoS.
Right, distributed denial of service. It's basically flooding a website with so much traffic that it collapses. Darkstorm sells access to their DDoS tools for $100 a day.
$100? That's terrifyingly cheap.
It is. But that's just the nuisance stuff. The real danger is when they start targeting SCADA systems.
Can you explain what SCADA is for everyone listening?
Sure. SCADA systems are the computers that control physical machinery. Think pumps at a water plant, turbines at a dam, boilers in a factory.
So hacking these isn't about changing a website. It's about affecting the real world.
Yes. And the logs claim they're getting in. In Poland, a wastewater treatment plant. They boasted they could stop the pumps and discharge raw sewage.
That's an environmental disaster.
In Italy, a hydroelectric plant. They claimed control over water levels. In the Czech Republic, an industrial boiler, where they said they could reset the safety parameters.
You mess with a boiler's safety limits, and you're not talking about a hack. You're talking about a potential explosion.
It's a physical risk to human life. And here's the strangest one. They hacked an indoor snowmaking company in Poland.
Artificial snow?
Yeah. It sounds like a joke, but it proves a point. If they can find the controls for a snow machine, they can find the controls for a hospital ventilator or a power grid. Anything connected to the internet is a target.
This goes so far beyond just taking a website offline.
The report calls it cognitive warfare. The goal is to make people afraid their infrastructure is vulnerable, to make you lose faith in your government's ability to keep you safe. It is, plain and simple, terror.
So when you pull it all together, this whole profile for January 2026, what's the bottom line?
The bottom line is that the threat landscape has, well, it's matured. We're past the point of kids defacing websites. This is organized, it's commercialized,
right,
and they're willing to touch critical physical infrastructure.
The hammer and scalpel.
Exactly. And the takeaway for you, listening at home, is that geopolitical neutrality in cyberspace is basically a fantasy now. If your government sends aid somewhere, your local power grid could become a target an hour later. The lag time is gone.
It's a sobering thought. A signature on a document in a capital city can cause a physical effect 1,000 miles away.
And I'll leave you with this final thought. We see these groups merging. We see them gaining access to dams and boilers. Right now, they're mostly using it for fear. But if they have the keys and they have the motive, how long until a cyber attack causes the first major physical catastrophe of 2026?
A heavy question, and one we need to be asking. Thank you for walking us through this.
Of course. Stay safe out there.
And thank you for listening. This has been The Deep Dive. We'll see you in the next one.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber decryption. We'll be talking about it on this channel very soon.
Orange Cyber Defense.